Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Your hosts are on tonight, both Glenn Greenwich in New York and myself, Henrietta Bird. Jill is out for the evening, and Jerry will be on sometime later this show. So how are you doing, Glenn?
I'm doing great. I'm a little tired, but I'm doing great. I'm feeling wonderful and having a very powerful week coming to a powerful end of our theme for the month, which is on track for 2012.
Yeah.
I'm excited about our show tonight and, you know, kind of the culmination of what we've been talking about all month. So it's been pretty good. So I'm looking forward to that and feeling pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. You know, I had to take a nap today. I'm not a nap taker, but I did take one today, so I'm feeling good right now. Really, really good. Well, as always, we start everything with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And the declaration is what we consider our governing document. It is where we find ourselves or where we go to find ourselves when we're off track. It is one of the documents that was created by a group of people in 1991 who decided that they wanted this information. They were Landmark graduates, and they wanted to share the information that they experienced with their people. And so a group of them got together and met, and what came out of one of those meetings was the declaration of the International Black Summit. As we move into Black History Month on Wednesday, it would be really, really great if we could utilize this document in a greater way. Like read it every day, so many times a day, and see the difference it makes in your life. Kind of get a feel of what this group of people were feeling when they really worked to language this document so that years from now, because it's been 21 years this year, almost 22 actually, but years from now, people would still be able to see themselves and grow from this document. So I'll recite it, Glenn, and, you know, jump in if you need to jump in at any time. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, all communities, whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and function. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, unity, integrity, with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies.
Building economies responsible for funding our community. Providing human services. Establishing, nurturing relationships. altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And I want to also read the purpose of the International Black Summit, which is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. So that's the purpose, which goes along with the declaration. And, of course, given that we're looking at what we're going to have happen in 2012, the declaration is a very powerful way of stating what there is to do and what there is to be and what there is that we're going to actually create in this coming 2012. So we invite you to, if you haven't been on all the calls, you can do the work all tonight. So we're going to look at your vision. We're going to look at what projects would fall into that vision. And then tonight we are specifically going to be talking about what kind of resources that you could use to have that projects and your vision be forwarded. So we'll be engaging in that conversation. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. And so, if you would listen to the declaration, whenever you get a chance, read through the declaration and see, you know, what comes up to you and how it makes you, you know, what it makes you think about, what it makes you feel, you know. And have a conversation with someone about what the declaration does for you. Okay? Well, let's get this show started, Glenn. Okay, I've been, like, looking at this word, you know, thinking about this word, project. And, you know, honestly, Glenn, it makes me feel like work. Like, more work, you know. And I understand that, you know, projects, yeah, they are work, but the work that you do with the kind of project we're talking about is the kind of work that moves you forward in life. And so, you know, that kind of project I'm looking forward to. I just wanted to acknowledge Byron for coming on the show and really, really distinguishing so many things with us last week. So, Byron, if you're listening, thank you so much. You know, thank you so much for that. Also, before we get into it, I just wanted to let people know what's going on in February. If you really want to get some black history, join the International Black Summit Network the next 4 weeks of February. And you will hear some interviews by some silent giants or given to interviews from or stories told by silent giants. Each one of the talk show team has invited a guest who is a historical person in their own right, but someone you may have never, ever heard of. So we are really, really looking forward to our February shows. We have a really great month planned for you and invite you to bring your guests to listen to the show live so that you can comment and interact with the wonderful people that we have coming on the show. So, Glenn, I'm going to turn it over to you so you can give me a definition of what a project is, please, sir.
Well, a project really is, when you look at it, what the project is and what it's doing is it's moving your vision forward. And so your project has to have some scope to it. And so the scope of your project has to be very specific. So we were talking a little bit about that last week in terms of having an objective. So the project has to have an objective that's going to be completed by a particular period of time. So the project could be getting a job, could be starting a business, could be something as simple as cleaning your apartment. All those are different various projects. Getting better grades in school. But you have to have a by when. So getting better grades in school is not good enough. You want to getting better grades in science and moving my average from a C to a B by the first marking period. So now you begin to get some clarity about what is going to get accomplished and in what time frame, and then you have some goals in there. So you might have a goal of doing all of the homework assignments on time. And so maybe, so inside of that, you may set up a practice or an action item. So an action item would be maybe to buy a book to keep everything in it. So you do that one time, and then as a practice, what you would do is you begin to spend 15 minutes every day working on that particular science or math or more. And then, but how you would track it is the first week you'd look to see, was that 15 minutes enough time? Maybe you needed a half an hour. Maybe you need an hour. So you want to track the results based on that practice. And one of the things that you'll see is when you're inside of your plan, inside of your project, you'll begin to get some clarity about what's working and what's not working and what needs to change, because the plan is ongoing and moving. So it's not static. It is adjusted to produce the results. So that's how you manage the project. And it really is you managing yourself inside of the project, because all of these projects are projects that are inside of your vision for 2012. So so if you look at that inside of that vision for 2012, what you're really talking about is moving your personal life forward and having that be fulfilled. And so tonight's topic is, well, what resources do you need for your project? You know, you want to begin to identify. So you've identified the project. You've identified some of the goals inside of that project. You've then identified some of the action items and some of the practices that would support your project in being completed and getting it to completion, producing those results. And then you want to align your practices consistent with those results, and you keep adjusting them. Now, one of the things that's very important and how you can get resources is by being able to state your project very clearly and very succinctly. So if my project is to lose 15 pounds by March 15th, so you know that I'm going to be either dieting or exercising. And so your response to me might be, well, how are you planning to do that, Glenn? And I would say, okay, well, I'm gonna exercise. So I have a goal to exercise to reduce the weight. And I actually have a practice of walking every day for 15 minutes inside of my exercise piece of my losing the, 15 pounds by March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the practice of walking, and then I also plan on watching what I eat. So another goal would be to eat more vegetarian like. So maybe again, you look at what that is. Is that going to be a practice, or could it have some action items in it? But in this case, it's a practice. And so I'm going to practice eating one vegan meal a week, at least. And then I've got to have a starting date. So when am I going to start that activity? So I want to lose the 15 pounds by March 1st. So I'm going to look at starting that activity next week. The Sunday, next week Sunday is what the...
February 5th.
Fifth. So I'll start the Monday. So I'll start Monday, that practice of eating one vegetarian meal a week, consistent with my exercise and my eating goals to fulfill on my project called losing 15 pounds. So you begin to now look at the components and look at how you line those up. And because I can speak my project very clearly, people then know what I'm working on, and they can then begin to identify themselves as a resource. Or they may know someone. Oh, are you going to any gyms? No, I wasn't planning on it. Do you have a recommendation? Well, I have this great trainer that you might want to interview. So now they're providing me a resource. So then I look at that and I take that and I say, okay, great. Give me the information, and I set up inside of my plan, I set up how I'm going to utilize that resource. So I'll write it down and put in the action item to call that person, set up a meeting, one-time thing, and then determine if there's going to be any kind of practice inside of that conversation with this trainer. So I'm going to either hire that trainer or I'm not going to hire that trainer, and I'm going to determine how many times we're going to meet and what they're going to do with me. And so if I was smart about it, I would have the weight trainer do on, working on muscles, working on me, pushing weights and increasing my muscle mass, because my muscle mass would then increase the amount of calories that I burn if you have more muscles. So now I've got a three-pronged approach for losing those 15 pounds. So I've got the exercising, which will be the walking. I'll have the eating, so I'll adjust my eating, or at least be more conscious of my eating. And then I also have training that will be consistent with exercising and increasing my muscle mass so that my body is more efficient in burning calories. So again, you begin to, so a resource comes in, you include that in your plan, and then you keep moving your project forward. So it could be the same thing with if you're looking for a job. If you're looking for a job, you then ask five people, and they will either give you a response or multiple responses, and then you have to have a process that you now, okay, so I've gotten now 10 names of people to call. I need to schedule out and call, a person each day or two people each day or, whatever you want to, set up. But then you got to look, okay, well, what about my resume? Is my resume in line? Well, I need to have my resume in line before I contact some of these people, or at least not give them the resume until a certain period of time. And so I'm looking at all of that inside of I want to be hired by June 1st. So I then begin to backtrack and look at all the things I need to do to set that up inside of my project. And then I begin to look at what resources do I need. So I have friends and family. I have newspaper, the library. There may be, you know, we have all of the technology. We have LinkedIn. So begin to use LinkedIn as a resource to determine if that's the place for me to ask people about jobs, look for jobs. You know, maybe I do a search in there to see, you know, how much do you want to utilize all of the online resume companies, career builders? You know, that, you know, there's about three or four of them out there. So those are, again, are the resources that you begin to look and you begin to track and you ask people about. Hey, Henrietta, have you ever used career builders, or have you ever, you know, accounting temps? You know, how are they working for you? You know, do they find you something decent? Are you doing that on your own, or, you know? And you talk to people who've been successful in getting a job in the recent market. So you begin to then look at what are the resources that are available around you, like that.
Like one thing comes out of the other thing, and we have to see that.
Yeah, and it really is an ongoing piece. It's not when you do a plan. That's what we talk about in the 90-day enhancement. The plan that you put together is really the start of it. And then you begin to add on to it, and you begin to, you know, put the pieces at work.
Okay. And one of the things I noticed, Glenn, is that there was no hesitation in what you were saying. There was, you know, there was no, I don't know where to start. I don't know a trainer. Everything was positive and productive that you were talking about. So what is it when people have this, if I don't know how to, I don't know where to start, how do I get started? You know, when people are in situations, especially the two that you named, the losing weight and the getting a job, you know, how do you get a person past that I don't know, or I don't have any connections, or I can walk every day, but I'm working on the muscle, or I don't know a trainer, or I don't maybe can't afford a trainer, or, you know, that mindset that stops people from even getting to this first step that you're talking about?
Well, you know, when you look at it's about if you want to make it happen. You know, I'm doing a training with the Youth Leadership Academy here in Queens, and you know, one of the objectives is if you're a leader in your own life, then you're looking for opportunities to make changes, and the easiest way to make change is to change your practices. Because if your practices, you know, the things that you're doing ongoingly, the things that you do day in and day out, are they consistent with you achieving the goal? And if they're not, then you want to look to change them, unless you're okay with where you are. Because if you're satisfied where you are, then you're not going to change your practices. But if you're not satisfied where you are and you see where you want to get to, then you want to now put practices in place to change your life. And it really is as simple as that which you put your attention on, which you put your energy on, which you put your time on, will then produce the results in the area that you're looking to make a shift in.
Okay. So the first thing is to realize that we need to do something different. You know, we need to change our practices, and that's key.
Our practices. Remember the conversation they said you should say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Right.
But all that speaks to is practices.
Yeah.
What are the practices that you're putting in place to get you where you want to go to? And if they're not working, you need to change them and consistently look at them. And we've got a couple callers out there that we're going to get to. So I'm back to you, Henrietta, and then we'll get to the callers.
Okay. Okay, great. So what Glenn has just described to us is a step-by-step plan of really recreating yourself, moving yourself forward. That's what I heard. You know, you first have to understand that what you've been doing is not working, and that what's available for you is to change what you've been practicing, your way of being or your way of approaching the vision. You know, how am I really taking a look at this? So first have that realization. Next, go after it. You know, listen to what's going on and be positive about it. You know, I want to lose 15 pounds by March 15th. This is what I can do. I can walk 15 minutes every day. You know, I would like to have a trainer, and I would like to change the way I'm eating. How do I go about that? Well, one of the suggestions Glenn had was to communicate your vision. You know, communicate with everybody. I want to lose 15 pounds, and allow the people to give you clues or give you direction on how you might obtain the resources that you need. Resources is another thing that we've talked about. So let's go to our caller, and we'll get back to this.
Okay, caller 347-841, you're live on the air. Go ahead, please.
Well, yes, this is Ray.
Hi,
and the rest of the host, Joe or Shakesha or whoever else is on the call. You know what? I just want to say that you are doing a phenomenal work. Okay. And the thing is that I want to spread that. You know, I've been around negative people, and I've been around positive people, and the thing is that the work that you're doing is phenomenal. And then being that it's international, y'all need to have more exposure than you have. So the thing is, my goal, hi, Renee, is to actually feed into that, learn, and, you know, take the pro steps to get you guys out there because you are needed. You are needed. I mean, you've helped me. You've impacted my life. Believe it or not, you know, and I know you're going to believe it. Let me just rephrase that. Believe it. I'm not going to say or not. Okay, you ladies and gentlemen have impacted my life, you know, and it's a good thing. And the thing is that this needs to be told. I mean, there are so many of us that are lost, like in a wilderness. We're wandering like in a desert. And IBS, Landmark, you know, Landmark First, IBS, has just now, you know, and all we need to do, if we want to succeed, is seek you out. Seeking you, you know, and you will find. So I just want to say that, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for the acknowledgement. We appreciate that so much. You know, do you have a vision? I mean, a project that you would like to share, or a vision for yourself that you're working on?
Yes, I do. I do have a vision that I'm working on. And my vision is impacting and enhancing what the IBS is about, because I am a full believer and I've seen what it's done for me. You know, so before I could do that, I got to get my projects, my objections in order. You know what I'm saying? My objects in order. You know, because you people are very powerful, and it's coming from the heart and the soul. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's so invigorating. So what I'm saying to you guys, I'm getting ready to do on Wednesday. You know, what I'm saying to you right now. You know, because y'all guys need to be known. Okay, and it's like if I am the instrument that the universe is using, so let the universe use me. I'm ready.
All right. You're heard it here first. It's the International Network. We're coming to you live every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our calling number is 646-716-9827. We are in the chat room as well. If you'd like to chat us up, give us a chat. But we've got some open lines, so you can call in, 646-716-9827, and you can find out some information for Birmingham, Alabama, on our website, www.blacksummit.org. And we've got some information in there for you about an upcoming meeting in February, and our annual event, again, is going to be in Birmingham, Alabama. So you definitely don't want to miss it this year in August. You want to get your coins together so that you can be ready for this conversation. It's going to be 2012 with the election and all of the stuff that's being flipped around and flicked around. It's going to be very interesting to be in Birmingham, Alabama. Anyway, Jerry's on the line, 347-325. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Good. Cool. Cool.
Would you like to share your vision, Jerry?
Well, I've got one little project I'm working on while I'm in school that I'm trying to get more people to know about it, know about the International Black Summit, and, you know, and enhance my show.
Okay.
So people can be more conscious of what, you know, be more conscious in the community. You know, I want to start something that there's people in, go the same way home. So I'm trying to start like a little conversation group that we, you know, we could take a walk to the bus or just talk about our community.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm starting with.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when you hear us talk about projects and setting up, you know, like a plan and all of that, can you share, like, with the listeners, like, some of the things that you do when it comes to, like, you know, your vision and how you take that vision and make it into a project and, like, some of the resources that you use?
Well, where
sure.
is that? No, go ahead, brother.
No, you go ahead, Jerry.
No, I said, I know for me, being in the universe, you got to see it. You got to believe it, and you got to act on it. You just cannot, one thing, do not go hands on the other. So well, I know for me, I perceive the possibility, and I act on it, and that turned into one of the parts of my vision. So it has to, you have to really, it has to be, it's a possibility.
Okay. So I like that because you see the possibility, and actually possibility, if something is possible, that means it's not happening yet. So in order, and able to see a possibility or see it as a possibility, you actually see it happening. When you see it happening, then it manifests. You bring it forth. So that's a great plan. I really like that. What are some of the resources that you use, you know, for getting the message out?
Well, I use the message. I use myself. I'm a people person, and what I do, I just bring up like, hey, how's your day is? Day's fine. They, you know, we conversate. Well, you know, I'm in this organization, International Black Summer. Plus, I have my show, and we bring out certain current events and issues that deals with our community globally. And then what I do, you know, we stop chatting, we change numbers, and we build on that. Let them know that, you know, we build a foundation. It takes, you know, piece by piece. So I let them know it's up to us to build. It's not all about me. It's not all about you. It's about us. We as a unit, so. And that's the thing about that I always stress people about our people, that we have to learn to set a solid foundation and make sure that we stand firm in it. And it goes back again of possibilities. When you know that possibility is happening, you know that you have solid ground up in that space in that moment. And you can keep on building. And that's what it's all about. Maintain, sustain, build. Take deeper cuts in your life. Always challenge yourself. And that's what it's all about for me, and that's what it's all about that I'm showing others and telling others and of our community. It's very important. Everybody do their part.
Okay. Do you have a by-when date? You know, do you have a date as to, as to what you want by a certain date or, you know, anything like that?
Well, I'm looking at is the beginning of March.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so you know, that's just one of the things that's very important as we're looking at projects and resources and fulfilling our vision. We've got to have some by-when dates. By-when for the objectives, by-when for goals inside of those objectives, and by-when that we're going to accomplish what we're going to accomplish inside of our vision. Because our vision for 24 is a limited time period, 365 days. Well, it's actually less because we're
right.
Already...
Minus 29.
Exactly. So you want to look at, if you're going to fulfill on that vision, you've only got X amount of days left. So you really want to begin to put some by-wins in your speaking so that you get a sense of urgency around what has to get done and by when.
Nasty?
Certainly.
Yes. Yeah, and the other thing is to always jot things down. You know, jot things down on your calendar, you know. If you have a computer, you know, you have a calendar on your computer, jot things down on your computer. Jot things down on your calendar on your phone, because sometimes you get distracted. And then whatever we have planned, it's like we don't realize, you know, that we're under a lot of pressure. And you might forget that day. You might forget what you want to do. But always jot these down. Have something that constantly reminds you of your agenda. Because life is unpredictable. You know what I mean? So, and I'm speaking from experience, you know. So the thing is that I am just learning to do that, you know. So
cool.
That's what
well,
I
thank
to
you.
Say. Mm-hmm.
And that's great, because that really is about putting practices in place. You know, writing it down, getting it out of your head. You know, you've got an opportunity to put it on a piece of paper or on a computer or in a phone book.
And so that's one less thing you have to remember, and it frees you up. It frees up that mind, because we have a lot of things that we're navigating through. When we look at, you know, all of this information era that we're in, there's a lot of things coming at us, and so we've got the opportunity to keep freeing up our mind so that we can actually maximize our personal resource. You know, tonight's about resources, our personal resource, our mind, you know, freeing that up so that it can be more effective, you know, and have less jumbled up thoughts, so that you've got a clear thinking mind to attack these circumstances and situations in front of us so that we can accomplish the results that we're looking to do. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Gio. Thanks, Ray. You know, we're on track. We're getting ourselves on track. And we're really intentional this year about what we want to bring forth in our lives. Jerry has a program on Thursday night that will help you get on track. Glenn and Byron, as you heard a couple of weeks ago, you know, for the last couple of weeks, have this 90-day enhancement program for people who are who need assistance, you know, and a lot of us do. I know I was saying today, I said, I just need there's one area in my life that really kind of I still get triggered in, and I kept saying I really need some coaching around this particular area, you know. So take advantage. Here's, you know, there's some resources for you. You know, simple phone calls that you can make and have conversations about it, and then move forward. I noticed a lot of things today. I went to visit one church, and then I went to my church afterwards, and I noticed a lot of things. And, you know, in comparison, and then I had to stop and I had to think about, there's no comparison in God. Every church is individualized, and every person is individualized. So our visions are our vision, and not to be compared with anything else, anybody else's vision. So whatever it is that you see for yourself, make it come. You know, do what it takes to bring it forth. You know, make your vision a reality this year, month. You know, you still have over 48 hours left to this month. There's a lot we can do in the next 36 hours. I mean, excuse me, I went the opposite way, 50-some hours. You know, so let's really take advantage of these resources that we have, of these talk show programs. Go back and listen to some of our archive programs. There's a gazillion dollars worth of information in our archives, and you're welcome to listen to them whenever you want, as often as you want. And go to blacksummit.org and see what's going on. The Leadership Council is in Birmingham next week, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. So the council will be meeting there to help plan the annual event, which takes place the first weekend in August 2nd through 5th. And so, you know, there's an advantage if you're in the Birmingham area. You know, let us know. Go to our webpage at blacksummit.org and be in touch with us next weekend. You know, come over and meet us and help us make this summit event the best it's ever been. We are really looking at a lot of historical events that we want to to take the Summit body to and have them experience some of the things that the people in Birmingham experience. And Black History is a great month to do that. So we'll be in Birmingham next weekend taking a look at some of those things. And if you've ever done the Summit, any part of the Summit, you are a part of the leadership body. And so the Leadership Council is different, but the leadership body, anyone who has done the Summit is a part of that. So join us in Birmingham via the internet, blacksummit.org, and let us know if you're in that area. And that area includes Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi, and all different parts of Alabama. You know, and any other place that you might be that you can jump in your car and hop over, you know, come on over and meet, you know, the leadership team for the International Black Summit. Okay, Glenn, so what's next? After we have our plans and we've identified resources, you know, we've like in the two examples you've given, you know, we started getting recommendations, started applying for positions, we started walking every day, eating vegetarian-like once a day. We started working on our muscle mass. You know, I learned something there. We started, you know, just asking for referrals. You know, what's next? You know, like, what's next in line for us with the resources?
Well, the next thing is that you want to now begin to track and notice, and that's one of the distinctions in the International Black Summit, is to notice yourself, to notice what you're thinking, notice what you're doing. So you're actually like coming out, it's almost like you're looking from outside of yourself down at yourself and noticing what you're doing. But what you're doing is you're noticing what you're doing in order to be understand the full effect of it. So you're begin to monitor yourself in terms of how are you coming to that particular project. What kind of energy are you bringing? Are you doing it just because you said you're going to do it by March 1st, or are you being creative about it? Are you looking to generate some enthusiasm and some fun for yourself? Because as we all know, if it's not fun, we won't continue to do it for very long. So if you're really serious about changing your life and using these practices to forward yourself and your vision, you begin to notice, well, how am I coming to that? Oh, isn't that interesting? I'm not generating. I'm coming from a defensive mode. Wow. Okay. So what do I need to do to come from this? You know, so you begin to start analyzing the work that you're doing. You begin to look at, is the 15 minutes walking a day making it? Is that going to be effective? Is that going to produce the result? So you've now had a week or two to monitor it, to track it, to notice it, to observe it, and then you begin to say, you know what? I'm going to bump it up to half an hour because that's what's going to produce the result. Because I've only lost, you know, maybe 2 pounds in the last 2 weeks. So 15 minutes isn't going to be enough. So I'm going to need to change this. So you change that. And then maybe you look at, well, you know what? Once a week is not enough. Maybe I need to go to a vegetarian meal once a day. So let me do that once a day and notice the difference and track that for a week or two. So that you're not, so at the end of March, March 15th is there, and you haven't lost the weight and you haven't done, and you haven't adjusted anything because you've been doing the same thing. So that's why you have the milestones inside of the goals and the goals with the by wins in the goals so that you can now begin to track. Am I on track? Am I off track? You know, can I, listen, if you're ahead of schedule, maybe you can cut it down to 10 minutes walking. But you can begin to determine that based on the results. You want to then begin to put the practices in that are producing the results, that are going to get your projects done,
that are inside of your vision for 2012 so that you can be on track.
Okay, so may I say something?
Certainly.
Yes. So the thing is do not be afraid to challenge yourself. You know, because the thing is, if you don't challenge yourself, whatever challenges that come up before, you know, when it comes to your vision, you aren't prepared for that. You know, because life throws curveballs at us, all right? So the thing is that if we challenge ourselves intimately, you know, and we look to the universe and we look to God and we work in harmony with our prayers and we challenge ourselves, like, I don't feel like getting up today, but I must get up. That's a challenge. You know, so what am I going to do? Each day have a plan, like, I'm going to accomplish this each day. So when there's a curveball thrown at you because of the good work that you're doing, you'll be prepared. You'll be fortified. You understand? So that's what I wanted to that's the thought I wanted to leave. Because what Glenn was saying, and I thought about that, you know, and Henrietta, what you were saying, Jerry, and what you were saying, but my thing is, I'm speaking from personal experience. I constantly have to challenge myself, you know, and I'm not afraid to say it, you know. And when I challenge myself, it's like I feel stronger, you know, because I know that out there there's a universe. And whatever, it's what you make happen. It's what your devotion, your goals, your vision, your goals, your objectives, you know, your agenda is, you know. And with the International Black Summit, you know, I've listened and I've gotten a lot from it, you know, and I'm still not too old to learn. I'm in my mid 50s. I'm not too old to learn.
All right.
And I'm blessed, you know.
Speak a thing. Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to say, you know, in the 90-day enhancement, we also take a look at manifestation. What does it mean to manifest things? And as you look at stages of managing your projects, there, you know, you manage it differently at different stages. In creation, you're more laid back. You're just kind of thinking. And then in stage two, you're actually working the plan. And in stage three, you're actually making the changes that you need to make based on the plan that you started out with, but the thing about manifestation is that you have to have clear intentions, and then you have to have clear thoughts consistent with those intentions. So it's really about having that clear intention, focus on the result you want to produce, and then clearing your mind of all the negative thoughts that are not consistent with producing that result. And then there's a third piece, which is to look for opportunities for the universe to support you. Because if you've got clear intentions, and you have clear thinking, then all there is for you to actively look for the universe to support that in manifesting. And those are the tripod or the three-prong approach to manifestation. So I just kind of wanted to kind of leave it there, because we've got about 6.5 minutes left before the show is over. I wanted to just acknowledge that and make sure that was a piece of managing your projects and then actually seeing the end result. Because even with all the planning and everything else that you're doing, you're gonna need those resources to come to you. And how you do that is the clear thought and the clear intention.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Ray, again. I was thinking about acknowledgement, you know, one of the things about your thinking, you know, one of the things you mentioned, Glenn, when we get rid of all the negative thoughts, one way to do that is to access your feelings. When your thinking and your feelings come together, you will manifest. When you will manifest what you want. when you think one way about something and you feel a different way about that same thing, you manifest chaos. So when one of the keys to getting your thinking and feeling together is to look at your what agitates you, you know, look at what irritates you, and get rid of those things, you know, let them go. But that, there's a lot of work involved. It's just not as easy as I'm saying it. There's a lot of work involved. But I like that formula a lot. Are there any other callers who might want to share? Okay, great. Great. So this has been a wonderful, wonderful evening. We are, you know, coming to a close. We've had a wonderful January, you know, getting ourselves on track. We stated our vision, our visions. We stated those things that have blocked us in the past that we are no longer willing to let block us. You know, we've made some plans and some goals, and we're following them. We're now, we've now added tonight to utilize all of the resources that are available to us. And there are always resources available. All you have to do is share your vision, and you will find someone who knows something about what you're talking about. I want to let everyone know that I completed my cleanse. I did the master cleanse. 14 days. Yay! And I feel great. Today I can eat oranges.
Oranges. All right.
Vegetable broth I had tonight. So, you know, I'm easing out of it because you can't just go back to eating, and I don't intend to go back to eating the way I was eating before I started. So I completed it with a group of people, the Educational Village Keepers is the name of the group, and there were about 15 of us who completed it. And so congratulations to all of those people. I shed it 24 pounds in the 14 days. So I'm really excited about that. You know, it's like getting on track. You know,
congratulations, girl.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. No disrespect.
Thank you. I and congratulations to everyone else. Everyone had great results. We do it every year as a team. Mm-hmm. So everyone mm-hmm. had really, really great results. Our love goes out to Lana and family. You know, and we give thanks for the success of her mom's surgery. So we send light and love and power to Lenar's family, to she and her dad, and the rest of the Summit family who's praying with her, and to anyone else who feels the need for a little bit extra love. You got it. You got it from the talk show team and the guests of the talk show team. So God bless everyone. Thank you so much. And if you have, like 30 seconds to give remarks, if you have closing remarks. Ray?
Well, no, I have no closing remarks. Remarkable show, remarkable work that you're doing. And for my part, I'm going to do my best to generate funds so so the thing is that whatever you do, you know, because the work that you're doing, y'all need fun generated to you guys. I mean, you know, this is it's y'all phenomenal. That's it.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
Jerry, go ahead.
He might have us on mute, Glenn.
Yeah, just. You know, thank the folks for a great January. Love being on track, bringing back that conversation to the airways. We always look forward to supporting you and your projects, moving them forward, and anything that we could do to do that,
We're your partners in that. So thank you. Good night and God bless.
Thank you all. And remember to go to blacksummit.org and get all the information on the upcoming annual event and the Leadership Council meeting. So we will see you next Sunday, and it's Black History Month, so get ready to hear the greatest stories ever from people around the country. God bless you, and have a nice, nice, nice rest of the evening.
Thank you.
Amen.